The parade marked the 90th anniversary of the founding of North Korea's military, and it was meant to show off the power of its modern-day weaponry. On display were some of the newest weapons it has recently been testing, such as hypersonic missiles, and a more advanced, longer-range submarine-launched ballistic missile. After several years of attempted negotiations aimed at denuclearization, leader Kim Jong-un seems to have abandoned all such efforts at conciliation.
In the world today, where powers are fiercely clashing with other powers, national dignity, sovereignty, and true peace can only be guaranteed by strong self-defense to overcome any enemy.
North Korea's star of this show was what it says is its most powerful intercontinental ballistic missile to date, the Hwasong-17. It's the same type of weapon it says it launched at the end of March, the first fully-fledged test of an ICBM since 2017. It seems North Korea has nothing to lose by putting on a big show of military force right now. US and South Korean forces have gone ahead with their joint spring exercises. South Korea has just chosen a conservative administration that's likely to take a much tougher stand with the North, and US President Joe Biden will soon be visiting Northeast Asia. President Biden will be attempting to bolster support from the United States allies, South Korea and Japan. But there's mounting speculation that North Korea might even be planning a return to underground nuclear weapon testing for the first time in 5 years.
The basic mission of our nuclear capability is to deter war. But our nuclear weapons are not just for the sole mission of deterrence. If any attempts are made to usurp our interests, we might have no choice but to call on those weapons.
Pyongyang seems as determined as ever to be accepted by the international community as a nuclear power to be reckoned with. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Seoul.